message from the New York State Department of Health.
Good morning, everybody. 6:15 with Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD.
Professional violinist and entertainer Gwen Laster is calling all kids to learn how to play a string instrument.
These are young string players here in the area, in the community, in the Hudson Valley that I've gathered up. It's called Creative Strings Improvisers Orchestra. And it started back in 07 when I wanted to duplicate the same enthusiasm that I had growing up as a young string player in Detroit with how I'm teaching now. So I started a group that not only incorporates traditional learning of string instruments, which is note reading and pedagogy, you know, learning how body and mind connect and align with the string instruments and all those things, but also wanted to incorporate improvisation and composition, which is something that I was exposed to at a very young age because I think it develops uniqueness and individuality, and I think all those things create a level of really high self-esteem. And we start a new six-week session beginning May 7th, and we go from May 7th to June 18th. We meet at the Center for Creative Education in Beacon on Main Street. That's 464 Main Street. Since there are now two classes, a beginner's class and intermediate.
So strings, we've got violins,
violas, and cellos, and we also welcome bass players as well.
To the Creative String Improvisation Orchestra in Beacon, a new class starting soon. Contact violinist Gwen Laster at gwenlaster.com.
So if you're walking down Main Street in Beacon, you hear the strings playing.
Those are the kids.
Right. It's not the harp saying, come to heaven. It's the kids learning how to play those stringed instruments. Well, that's nice.
Isn't
okay.
It nice?
Yeah, terrific. Mike and Casey at WHUD. Look who's here tonight.
I'm John Tesh. On the next Intelligence for Your Life, it's easier to catch somebody's mood than it is to catch a cold or the flu. All it takes is a split second to infect somebody with joy, enthusiasm, or fear, or anger. I'll tell you about a new study. And have you ever been ghosted by a boyfriend or girlfriend? 80% of millennials now say they've been ghosted. We'll tell you what it means and why it's happening next Intelligence for Your Life. Tonight at 7 on 100.7 WHUD.